now over here to the 27th chapter of Deuteronomy. Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day, and it'll be in the day when you pass over Jordan unto the land, and so forth and so on. Verse 9, of Moses and the priests and Levites spoke unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, Israel. This day you are become the people of the Lord thy God. They always had been, but this day you're going to find out something about your covenant and your father Abraham. Moses charged the people the same day, these shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you come over Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. These shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. Now, let's look at these mountains. They're real mountains. There's Shechem in the middle. Mount Ebal. See how alkaline that is over there on this side? Now, over here, you see trees, and look, over there, there's no buildings or anything. Over here, there's buildings going up the side of that mountain. Of course, you can't see the rest of it. Now, think about this. There's 1 million people over here on this mountain, and there's 1 million people over here on this mountain, and they're shouting this back and forth. I'm telling you, it is shout and tell. And you don't forget this. It is emblazoned into your thinking and into your mind. Amen. And the Levites shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed is the man that makes any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of his hands of craftsmen, and putteth in a secret place. And all the members shall say, Amen. Don't you know that valley was ringing with the sound of it? Well, you can continue to read, and this is what was going on. Curse shall be here the first the judgment of the stranger and the fatherless and the widow and the people to say, Amen. Curse be there. Blah, 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 blah. And it shall come to pass if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, the God that observe and do all of his commandments, which I command thee this day. All these blessings will come on you and overtake you if you listen to God. But now, wait a minute. Let's come back over here. We're there. But it shall come to pass if you will not hearken, if you'll not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, all these curses shall come on you and overtake you. Now, the problem with a whole lot of preachers, particularly Pentecostal preachers, preach out of this. 21, the Lord shall make the pestilence. Now, wait a minute. It says they'll come on you and overtake you. The Lord is not picking you or me or anybody else and put some curse on us to teach us something.
Come on.
That's right.
Not when Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. But the sad part of it is, you ask lots of Christian people, just walk up and say, you Christian believer? Oh yeah, you love the Lord? Oh yeah. What are we redeemed from? Sin, I guess. Don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Why? They're not heard it in church.
Yeah. That's right.
And not taking the time. You know, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge in Hosea.
Right.
Read the book of Hosea.
Yes, right. Yes.
Not that verse.
Yeah.
You know why it was a matter? The priests weren't preaching the knowledge. It was the pastor's fault.
Yes, right.
And the prophet saw it.
Yeah.
My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
That's right.
Well, they still are.
That's right.
And not know they're redeemed from the curse will destroy you. My God, I'm so sick. Oh, Jesus, could you just come down and put your hand on my fevered brow? I've never read the 10th chapter of Romans. Did you just go ahead and do it anyway?
That's so good.
I know. I did it. But I was a spiritual baby. I didn't know any better. But I didn't stay a baby very long.
Amen.
Nobody has an excuse. And not with the Bible.
Amen.
Anyway, here we are. We are redeemed from the curse. Now, you can read, and you need to, you read all of these, and you find out in the 61st verse, also every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon you. Until you be destroyed. I don't care what it is. There it is. Whatever it is, we are redeemed from it. Now you go through here and you find poverty. But now that we said it, let's go to the 30th chapter. This is the bottom line. Look at the 15th verse. See? I has set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, and that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord God shall bless thee in the land whether you go to possess it. But if your heart turn away and so forth and so on. Look at the 19th verse. Now here it is. And read, we've been redeemed from it. But here it is in the first covenant. Here it is. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose. God made his choice. And he put it all out there. He didn't hold back any. He put everything in there, and anything that'll kill, steal, or destroy.
That's right.
Or I said it wrong. Steal, kill, or destroy.
Amen. That's right.
He put it in a book so he can read it. And then you go to the Apostle Paul and find out everything you need to know about it. Hallelujah. You may love, you choose it, that you may love the Lord thy God, thou mayest obey his voice, and thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto his fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, who became Israel.
Yes.
Is that clear or what?
Yes,
it is. Yes, praise God forevermore. That is the healing God. And he has provided healing in all of these years. So now, Exodus 23, verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee into the place where I've prepared. Beware of him. Obey his voice. Provoke him not. For he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I'll be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries, for my angel shall go before you. Yeah. Verse 25, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and your angel, not God, do you see it? Yeah. Your angel will bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from the midst of you, and the length of, and there shall nothing cast their young or be barren in your land. The number of days I will fulfill. Now, wait a minute. This is so important. You shall not bow down to gods or to what? You shall serve the Lord your God. Your angels shall bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from your midst. None shall lose their young by miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. We have used that very verse concerning miscarriage. I won't go into the details of it, but in our family. He took sickness and disease in the midst of it. That hit my heart some years ago. And living out there on the lake, our driveway, we leave the house, and then there's the first gate. You go through that gate, and then you go out to the highway. And I'd been meditating that and reading that and reading that and meditating it, read it, meditating it, read it, meditating it, read, meditating it, meditating it. And it got down in me, and I stopped my car, and I got out of my car, and I said, he has taken sickness from the midst of me, and I'll never be sick another day in my life. I have divine health forevermore. Then I had my part to do about it. Those food laws were in there for a purpose. And you need to do what you need to do about it. Those are for a reason. Well, Brother Copeland, I like pork. Well, get you some turkey ham. Well, don't start that with me then. You got your Tums in your pocket? That's a thing of the past. It's a thing of the past. It wasn't always. And I would have these little white bumps around on me. It wasn't very long ago. I'd forgotten completely about that. And I got thinking, you know, there's none of those little white pimply bumps. They're just not there. Yeah. Why? Because my body's not having to get rid of it.
Yes, exactly.
It didn't come easy.
Yeah.
Well, if it's easy, everybody'd be doing it. This is easy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Did you get anything out of this today? Oh, thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Oh, thank you, God. Stand with me, please. And we're going to shout the prayer of faith. So just raise your hands and repeat after me boldly. I have been made alive in Christ.
I have been made alive in Christ.
He was raised from the dead.
He was raised from the dead.
Do you remember what Philippians 3:10 says? Oh, to know him and in the power of his resurrection. Say it.
I know him.
In the power of his resurrection.
He was raised from the dead.
I was raised up with him.
I am seated in heavenly places.
I have received his resurrection life. Resurrection life is energizing my spirit, my soul, and my body. Resurrection life is working in my body right now. I'm getting stronger every day. My eyes are seeing clearly. My ears are hearing better. My mind is functioning stronger. My bones, my organs, my nerves, my ligaments, my joints, my heart, my lungs, my brain, my blood is being supercharged with the resurrection life of God. No disease can touch me. No sickness can enter my body. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Not I. But Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The same Spirit that defeated death, defeated hell, and the grave is in me now. The same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead is in me. Resurrection life is making alive my mortal flesh. Right now, today, this morning, the resurrection life of Jesus is made manifest in my body. Jesus is alive. And so am I. I am healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. My back is healed. My legs are healed. I can do things I couldn't do. I can bend over and touch my toes. My legs are healed. My knees are healed. My thighs are healed. My hips are healed. My stomach is healed. My lungs are healed. My heart is healed. My liver is healed. My eardrums are healed. My sinuses are healed. My sinus cavities are clear. I will never have sinus again hereafter forever. It has been taken from the midst of me. I am healed. I am well. I now live in divine health. I'm a well man. I'm a well woman. All is well with me. I have no fear because I walk in love. And perfected love, growing love, has cast all fear out. Therefore, I have no fear. I walk in faith and not by sight. I am a new creature. God did not create any unworthy new creatures. I've been made the righteousness of God in Him. I have Him. I have His righteousness. I have His grace. I have His love. For I read in the Scripture that the love of God has been shed forth in my heart by the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of love now lives within me. I am a believer. I'm not a doubter. I live a life of faith. I give glory to God because I stagger not at the promises of God. Therefore, I am healed and well. I'm prosperous in all parts of my life. Spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. The glory of God has come down from on high and dwells in my heart. The glory Himself, the Spirit of glory, and it was the glory of God, the Scripture says, that raised up Jesus out of hell. Hallelujah. I don't have hell in me. I have heaven in me. For the Scripture says, I have been raised up and I've been seated with Him in heavenly places. My Lord and Savior sits at the Father's right hand, and in heaven today, I'm at the right hand of my Savior. So I am heavenly minded. I'm covenant minded. I'm healing minded. I'm health minded. I'm forever minded. Because I live forever, I have already entered into eternal life when He entered into me. Amen. I live eternal life now. Not after my body dies. I'm in it now.
KCBC is where I built a solid faith foundation before I started my career.
With our busy schedules, finding a college with a close community and shared values was so important to us.
And we found it here.
At KCBC, I renewed my identity in Christ. I got a second chance and found my purpose.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a community of family and faith here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Through practical and classroom education, get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry with faith, integrity, and excellence. Get hands-on ministry and outreach opportunities, discover new gifts and talents, and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You are healed. A mini-book, also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and He will heal everyone who comes to Him in faith. Because of your position in God, as His child and as joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you. Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know, beyond all doubt, that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. There are two different ways of life in this earth, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world. The best way to live is in the kingdom of God because it's governed by the blessing of the Lord. The world's way of life is filled with struggle, disappointment, and lack because of the curse. But if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, then His blessed way of life is available to you right now. One of the ways that God prospers you financially is through partnership. In Philippians 4:17, Paul told his partners that their financial gift was not for his benefit, it was so they would prosper. The seed you sow into this ministry is your investment into the work of God's kingdom. And just like you would receive a reward for partnering with a natural business, God sees to it that you receive an abundant supply for your investment into His kingdom. That's how God's able to get His prosperity to us. When we sow into the ministry, then God personally sees to it that we receive our harvest because we have partnered with the work of His kingdom. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are so thankful for every financial seed you sow into this ministry. Together, we're preaching the uncompromised message of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Jesus is coming soon, and the seed you sow into the ministry is helping to send the truth of God's word out on every available voice. Before we go, I want to pray over your offering today. Father, you bless us going in, and you bless us going out. You bless us as heirs according to the promise. In the name of Jesus, I declare the Lord of the harvest increase every sower more and more. I decree them blessed by the blessing of Abraham. Amen. If you're not a partner and would like to join our covenant family, then visit our website, kcm.org/partner, and discover the rewards of partnership today. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for your abundant harvest. To sow your financial seed, you can text the letters KCM to 36609, go online to kcm.org/give, or call 800-600-7395. Your giving has helped send the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle.
Father, we thank you this morning and we give you praise. And we thank you that this building once more for one whole week will be a sanctuary for people from all over the world. And we thank you today that this building is full of the Holy Ghost and power from on high. And we praise you and we honor you today. And we pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.